Nolte, CNN's Brian Stelter downplays Antifa's brutal beating of Andy Ngo. By John Nolte on July 1, 2019. CNN's Brian Stelter deliberately downplayed the brutal beating of journalist Andy Ngo at the hands of the left-wing terrorist group Antifa. Ngo, a reporter and editor for Quillette, a site that champions free expression, was physically assaulted by a gang of Antifa thugs in Portland, Oregon, Saturday while covering a protest that, as is almost always the case with Antifa, turned into a violent riot. Video shows that while doing nothing more provocative than covering the event, Ngo was sucker-punched in the face by a masked thug. Then, as he covered his injured face, Ngo was swarmed by black-clad hooligans who viciously kicked and pushed Ngo while throwing containers of liquid at him. As he walks away in retreat, two more terrorists hurl objects at him. It was a horrific spectacle, one that put Ngo in the hospital, and one that Brian Stelter did not want his audience to see. Stelter, who holds himself up as the defender of all things journalism, who breaks into a full-body rash every time a reporter is merely criticized with words for fear it will lead to violence, spent exactly 47 seconds of his basement-rated hour-long CNN show condemning the attack. To his eternal shame, Stelter rushed the segment before a commercial, so that his panel would not have to lengthen the segment by discussing it. But even worse, Stelter chose not to broadcast the punching and kicking of Ngo. Instead, as you will see below, Stelter showed only the aftermath of the attack, which makes it look as though Ngo was the victim of nothing more than some taunting after a milkshake-slash-silly-string attack. You can watch Stelter's fake news of omission for yourself here. Why would Stelter deliberately mislead his audience by not showing the sucker punch, the swarming, and the kicks? Why would Stelter deliberately downplay the violence against Ngo? Well, that's an easy question to answer if you are at all aware of the far-left CNN's history of normalizing, encouraging, and defending political violence against its enemies on the right. CNN adores Antifa and on countless occasions has encouraged and defended these left-wing terrorists as heroic and necessary. Although Antifa's domestic terrorism has been well documented for years, riots, beatings, threats, etc. in support of Antifa's violence against CNN's enemies, it has told America that Antifa fights for a good cause. Antifa's fight is right. Antifa's punches are more equal morally than others. Antifa is on the side of right. Antifa is right because sometimes you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You gotta fight fire with fire. Antifa harassing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant is what he signed up for. Any criticism Antifa is racist, even though Antifa is predominantly white. CNN's crusade to create a climate of hate and violence against Trump and his supports extends beyond encouraging Antifa. As I have previously documented, CNN lied to turn the Trayvon Martin story into a black versus white narrative. CNN falsely identified George Zimmerman, the man who shot and killed Martin in self-defense, as white. Zimmerman is Hispanic. CNN fabricated evidence against Zimmerman with the false claim he used a racial slur while calling 911. CNN's Jake Tapper stood in the middle of the Ferguson, Missouri tinderbox and poured gasoline all over it with a hysterical anti-police rant. Just after the riots in Ferguson finally ceased, to gin things back up, CNN released unverified audio of what they claimed was the shooting of Michael Brown. The audio has still not been verified and there is one gunshot missing. No other news outlets push the incendiary Ferguson lie about hands up, don't shoot more than CNN. CNN openly called for rioting in Baltimore. CNN's Chris Cuomo, Mark Lamont Hill, and Miguel Martinez openly attacked and sowed seeds of mistrust against those police officers trying to bring calm to Baltimore. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin suggested Baltimore cops were staffed with unstable war veterans. CNN attempted to turn the man who tried to assault then-candidate Donald Trump into a folk hero. CNN regularly encourages the idea that Trump is another George Wallace, who was shot in an assassination attempt, that violence against Trump and his supporters is legitimate and Trump's fault, that he is mentally unstable, or in the words of Jake Tapper and Mord, unhinged, and un-American. CNN compares Trump to Hitler, claims that he is Putin's Manchurian candidate, that he is an illegitimate president. after presenting the president as a unique threat and danger to the country. CNN points what looks like a sniper scope at Trump's Oval Office window. As you can see, CNN firmly believes political violence is the way forward. That brutality and intimidation and the threat of violence are a legitimate means for the left to impose its will on the American people. So once you understand that CNN is one of the primary instigators and defenders of Antifa and political violence in general, Stelter covering up the worst of Antifa's physical assault on NGO makes perfect sense. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.